The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Miss P, and you are now tuned into the In Tune radio show. I just want to thank Twitter real quick because, not for nothing, I really didn't have my Twitter game tight. And, you know, recently in the last couple of weeks, I've just been going on Twitter because I said, you know what, I'm doing pretty good on Facebook. Facebook is feeling kind of lame to me. Let me start branching out on these other social networks and, you know, see what can happen. And I've made such strong, positive connects on Twitter that, you know, I have no words. And there really are, you know, no words for this situation because of the simple fact that I've met so – the people that I've met are so amazing and so real and so true to self that – is beyond anything that I could have ever imagined after being on Facebook for so long. So, you know, shout out to the new, you know, people that are in tuned, and shout out to, you know, all the love that I've been getting, and shout out to everybody that keep it real on Twitter, okay? And shout out to the manufacturers of Twitter because, you know, like I said, again, it's really great moves, and I encourage anyone who's really trying to do some networking and really get some things done in perspective of their business, their music, their career, their goals, objectives, whatever the case may be. So definitely check out Twitter. If you don't have an account, create one ASAP. Follow me. I'll follow back. And just start grinding from there because, you know, like I said, again, I'm just bigging them up right now. I can't say enough. But anyway, on tonight's show, I just wanted to say that we have the amazing, amazing Tracy Cruz, and we have Hits also coming on later on this evening, which I look forward to meeting him too. Tracy's voice, can I just say, is just different. It's really, really amazing, and the lyrics are just as amazing. I mean, before Tracy even came on the show, you know, I seen her come up on Facebook, and I was a little curious about her because she had a unique look about her. So I said, let me see what she's working with, and boy, am I glad that curiosity got the cat, because once I Googled her and I got in tune to her sound and her words and I felt her energy through her interviews and stuff that, of that nature, I was just like, okay, Tracy, you have to interview with me on the In Tune show. So I chased her down until I was finally able to lock her down and get her on the show. So I'm very pleased at my, you know, determination. And I'm very pleased to say that, you know, with determination, things do pay you off. It just takes time and dedication. So much love to Tracy for, you know, coming on the show tonight and giving us a bit of her time and helping us gain some more insight on her, her music, her career, her life, etc. And I also want to give a shout out for, you know, creating a drop in like 1 second and then sending it to me for the In Tune show, which I'll play later. But before Miss Cruz gives us a call in, and gives us a shout out. Let's just kind of talk a little bit about her, and just a little, because, you know, I like for people to come on and tell us a little bit about themselves. I don't like to give it all away. But what you need to know about Tracy, that, you know, she has completed an album, and many albums, to just say the least, and Universal Symphony is really a great album. It really is. I listened to it. I listened to a few other her tracks, and it's just really amazing where she's coming from and where she's headed. And, you know, I can't say enough. I really can't. You need to know about this artist. Tracy Crews is lyrically captivating, and she's a star in the making. So for those who are not in tune, you better get in tune quick. You know, Tracy has tracks like Mind Travel, Let's Go Back, and Joyful Rain, and they're very refreshing, to say the least. And, you know, her production is on point, her vocals are on point, and, you know, like I said, I can go on and on, but I like people to come on and talk about themselves, so I'll just save it until she comes on. In the meantime, in around time, for all those that's, you know, waiting for Tracy to come on and you want to, you know, fill her out a little bit, please take this opportunity to log on to www.tracycruz.com, and that's Tracy spelled TracyCruz.com, and check her out ASAP. You can also throw her name into Google, and there's a ton of links that come up as far as like her YouTube, her Twitter, her Facebook, her, you know, personal website, etc. It's endless, okay? So if you guys want to take the opportunity to do that now, or if you want to wait until later in the show when we reiterate all the social media that you can get in tune with her with, then definitely take that opportunity to do so then. She's on iTunes. Again, she's on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So she's wherever it's happening, okay? So in the meantime, in around time, and before I talk you guys' heads off, because you guys know that I can definitely do that, let's listen to Love's Galaxy by Tracy Crews.
Away.
Love's Galaxy by Tracy Cruz. I have one word. Awesome. Did you guys hear those notes? Did you guys hear those lyrics, how she flows? What gave me goosebumps? You know, I was in a studio when I actually had my iTunes all set up, and I was just playing random songs, and Tracy's song, you know, she had sent me her track or whatever for the interview. So I downloaded it and everything, and, you know, it randomly came on in the playlist. And the producer I was with, which some of you guys are familiar with, C.R. Bundy, he was like, who in the hell is that? It was just like one of those things that it was just like a shocker to him to hear someone sound like that. He was like, she is absolutely amazing. The girl sound like she has a horn in her throat slash, you know, a violin slash, you know, he was just like, you know, being funny but not being funny. In other words, he was just trying to convey that her voice just has this way of, you know, going to alto, going to soprano, just, you know, just killing it, in other words. So that's his cute little way of just saying that she has a voice that is so amazing that she can just carry it. So shout out to C.R. Bundy for the love for Tracy Cruz. He just thought that, you know, she was absolutely amazing and was blown away, just like I know everyone is when they listen to her sing, because she definitely has that range that makes you just stand there and be like, well, okay, young lady, okay. So I promised someone that submitted a track yesterday that I would definitely play the track, and I'm definitely going to do that because I like to stay true to my word. So I'm going to play that track as we wait for Miss Cruz to give us a call in and, you know, get in tune with her. So again, for all those that are tuning in and first time hearing about Tracy, then definitely go to TracyCruz.com, and that's Tracy, TracyCruz.com, and get to know her a little bit. Until then, let's play Crazy by Candy Shay.
Gets me wavy. That being said, on the side is a spare key. start me up, drive me crazy.
I wanna drive your body crazy.
This is Tracy Cruz, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Miss P, right here on the Intuned Show.
Yay. Hey, Tracy.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
How are you doing?
I'm doing beautifully now that I have you on the line. Now that I have you here, I feel amazing, to be honest with you.
Thank
I really
you for
do.
Having me.
Yes, 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 definitely, because, you know, I just wanted to start off by saying that, you know, I know you've heard this a million and one times, but your voice is ridiculous.
Oh, thank you.
No, seriously.
Aww,
you know, I was saying at the beginning of the show that I actually had my laptop with me, and I was doing some work. I was at a studio, and this producer, C.R. Bundy, you know, my laptop was actually on iTunes, and it was doing random picks, and your song came up, and he was like, who the hell is that? it was just his reaction, and he's like a real, like, laid-back, quiet type dude, so to hear him, like, respond like that was, like, crazy. He said, what's up with her throat? She sounds like she has horns and harmonicas and violins and all of that, like, built into her throat.
Oh, wow. I never heard that before. That's a really awesome description.
Yes. I was cracking up, Tracy.
I mean,
it was just like, right, exactly. He said, no, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying that I've never heard someone sing on that type of range that sound like she literally has instruments coming out of her vocal cords.
Oh, my.
And,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he was texting me, who's that girl again? Who's that girl again? Because now he's, like, trying to show everyone in the world Tracy Cruz's music on YouTube. Yeah, it was like that.
That was so sweet.
Right. I was like, get in tune with her because she's definitely a sweetie. So down to the main reason why I have you here today, Tracy. I just wanted to share that with you. So, you know, everyone is wondering because, you know, everyone's like, okay, Tracy's coming on. And, you know, for all those that don't know and are tuning in for the first time and getting to know you for the first time, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a soul singer, songwriter, performing, and recording artist. I'm also a mother and wife, and I've been singing since I was 2 years old and performing since I was 12. I fell in love with music because my grandma and my mom are both singers and performers, and I just saw how happy they were when they were singing, and music was always playing around the house, so it was something that I enjoyed growing up. So I basically listened to a lot of music. to a lot of music growing up, and one of my first musical inspirations was Whitney Houston. Her song "Greatest Love of All" just started it all. She really touched my heart with her voice. You know, there's so much passion in her voice. And from then on, I just wanted to sing. I loved singing that song to my family, and my grandfathers would offer me money to perform. So,
oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
I was like, okay, sure.
You know, the only money I've ever gotten, Tracy, really was to shut up. Like, I would just pay you to shut up. And it wasn't even just singing. It's just, I just run my mouth, and it's just like, I don't take a breath. I don't know. That's my talent. That is my talent. Okay, running my mouth way too much and over-talking.
Aww.
No, seriously. So when did you decide, okay, you grew up with music, you've been singing since you were 2 years old, and you were getting paid to sing. So when did you decide as an adult to pursue this as a career, as, you know, a passion?
It was during my college years, I would say. I started joining ensembles like the gospel choir and the small jazz ensemble, and I just started taking a bunch of music classes, and, you know, I really wanted to pursue music. I wanted to create my own songs and perform them, and I saw just how much music, you know, affects you, you know, internally, and how much it can affect the world. And so my husband Alan and I were released an EP back in 2005, I met him at my gospel choir class at San Jose State, and we released an EP entitled Illuminate Love. And from that, I got a message from a lady that lived, you know, in the Bay Area around my hometown, and she said, thank you so much for creating this song, Struggle. You know, I was finally able to let go of my pain, and I was finally able to cry, and I just want to say thank you for creating such a powerful song. And ever since that moment, ever since that message, I just wanted to inspire people. I wanted to make music that heals, you know, that people can listen to when they're having a really, really difficult time in their life. You know, I just want my music to be some form of medicine. So with that, you know, with that incident, I just felt like, wow, this is my calling. You know, I want to give back to the world in some way, and that's how it all, you know, that's how it was all born. You know, I wanted to make original compositions from my heart and from life experiences and share it, and hopefully be able to inspire those who hear it.
Definitely, that's beautiful, actually. And very inspiring to me, because, you know, it was someone that I interviewed, Diamond Dallas, and my mom at that time just had heart surgery. So, you know, like I always do, I'm always playing my music everywhere I go, because, like you said, music has a tremendous effect on people. So I was playing a track that she sent me, and my mom said, oh, my God. And actually, the song was like Top of the World, and basically her message in that song was, no matter what's happening in her life and no matter how people try to hold her down, you know, they said she wouldn't be anything, but she's looking, shooting for the top of the world no matter what. So my mom said, oh, God, I came out of surgery singing, I'm shooting for the top of the world.
What?
Right? So I just thought that was amazing.
That's incredible,
Right, like that's the first thing she says when I go to the hospital.
Wow.
She said, I'm shooting for the top of the world. And I'm like, really, Mom? Really? You shooting for the top of the world? Really? So I had to let her know. Yeah, so I can see how, you know, that, you know, individual felt your music was that profound that it made such an impact. And that's really where good music is born from, like you said, because you're not doing it just because, hey, I can put lyrics together and I have a voice.
Exactly.
You're doing it for a reason and a passion, and that's to empower and enlighten and uplift people, and that just makes it just so much different and so much better. So I applaud you for that. Thank you for sharing that amazingness with us. Woo.
Oh,
I'm getting chills here.
Oh,
seriously.
You.
I mean, like you stated, you're a mom, you're a wife, outside of everything else.
Because
you know, at the end of the day, as a parent myself, you know, all of that comes first. All of that's the fundamentals.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, to be a woman, mm-hmm. a mother, a wife, and to be able mm-hmm. to say to myself, like, hey, I'm not going to be selfish and think about myself. What I'm doing is for my family, is for my, mm-hmm. for my the people that support me, and then myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a talent that God gave you. It's just really big for me. So, you know, now I'm going to be like your groupie. So watch out, girl. Watch out. Exactly. You're going to be like, Miss P is outside the door again, honey. What are we going to do? I don't want to call in, I don't want to call the cops on her, but she's really pushing me.
Aww.
She's pushing me. Imagine. So when you hear your tracks being played, you know, like mm-hmm. say for instance, you just walk upon someone that you know or whatever, and they're playing your tracks. How does it make you feel?
I am just speechless. I really am. I'm like, wow, you know, it's just, yeah, I mean, I would say I'm speechless. Like, I can't believe that, you know, someone would play my song, you know, I mean, you know, out of their busy day, you know, and I'm just humbled by that, you know, and I just feel, you know, so much gratitude because, you know, when somebody is, you know, able just to take their, you know, take some time out of their busy day to just spend some time, you know, with my art. I mean, wow, I'm so overwhelmed with joy because mm-hmm. you don't have to, you know, there's so much music out there. And, you know, for someone to just, you know, listen and be able to just absorb it and appreciate it for what it is, like, I just feel like, wow, that's, you know, I'm doing my job, you know, I'm playing a part, you know, in this whole, you know, music community, you know, and I'm affecting people. And to me, you know, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
Absolutely. So how do your children mm-hmm. feel about mommy music? Do they just like go crazy? That's my mommy.
Like they, you know what? My kids are really funny. You know, sometimes like they're very encouraging. Like, yay, you know, sing that song, mom. And sometimes, you know, when I'm practicing, they'll say like, be quiet. Like, shh. You know, we want to watch our Sesame Street. We want to hear Elmo sing, not you.
Right.
So, you know, it could go both ways. You know,
right.
Sometimes supportive. Sometimes annoyed, so.
Yeah, definitely,
yeah.
Because, you know, children are our best critics. Like,
yes,
my son
are.
Will tell me straight up and down, where you think you're going, because you look a mess.
Oh,
and, you know,
no.
I thought I looked my best, you know, like,
yeah.
What? I combed my hair today and everything. I didn't even really, you know, it was like one of those, like, dang, I combed my hair. I didn't even,
yeah.
you know, put
Aww.
No thought in this. I thought I was dressed in 15 minutes, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So kids will tell you straight up, you know,
what's
what.
They are very honest.
Yes, definitely. So I
yes.
can appreciate it. Like you said, it has its moments, but it's still all love. It's still all love.
Yeah.
And
yes,
you said your husband is into music, and that's how you mm-hmm. met him. Does he also sing R&B, and does he help you compose music as well?
He is actually my producer, so he produces all
awesome.
Of my music, yes, and he's also a musician, and I always try to joke around with him about singing, but, you know, he's shy, so he just uses his musical instruments as his way of expression, but he can sing bass, though. I've heard him sing bass, and he sounds really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Cruz over there. Okay, another interview brewing. Another interview brewing over there.
It's actually Mr. Ross. So
okay,
my
I'm
face,
sorry,
yeah,
Mr.
My,
Ross.
It's okay. It's okay. Everyone calls him that because, you know, my name is still, you know, it's Tracy Cruz. Like, that's my stage name, but
mm-hmm.
my married name is actually Tracy Ross. So.
Okay, but we're going to stick with Tracy.
Cruz,
right. Okay, Mr. Cruz. I mean, not Mr. Cruz, Mr. Ross. I apologize about that. So do you perform live at all?
I do. I have.
And when you do. I'm sorry, honey. Go ahead.
That's okay. Uh-huh. I have a show coming up this Friday. So, yeah, I do perform here and there.
That's awesome. And when you perform, what kind of feedback do you get from the crowd?
I get positive feedback. You know, I'm always, you know, wondering like, hey, you know, but, you know, how was it? And, you know, trying to get feedback from everybody, from my husband to my band, to, you know, the people that show up and support. You know, I do like to get, you know, honest feedback, you know, but, you know, as an artist, you know, I'm like my worst critic, so, you know, I do get feedback, but I have to, you know, I take it in, and then I also have to give myself an assessment. So, yeah, I've been getting a lot of great feedback.
Right, good, because, you know, as we all know, you know, just to kind of stay on the fence and to kind of keep myself grounded, I realize that people that I approach in life are not going to always agree to come on an Intune show, right? So I try not to take that personal. So when you get any negative feedback, if you get any, I should say, how do you deal with it?
Well, as far as negative feedback, I mean, yes, you know, we are, you know, as artists, we are sensitive about our art because it's a way of us bearing our soul, you know. So we can, you know, sometimes, you know, we get discouraged, but we have to kind of take it in as, okay, everybody has a different perspective. Everybody has a different, you know, everybody has different tastes for music and what, you know, their interpretation of art is. So, you know, I respect everyone's feedback. You know, and if when I do get negative feedback, yes, you know, I'm going to be honest, I get kind of, you know, sad, but I have to take it in as a grain of salt because, you know, that kind of feedback may, you know, add to my self-improvement as an artist. It just may be able to, you know, help me realize, you know, what I need to work on, you know, what I need to polish up and not so, you know, not be so hard on myself. You know, take it in and think about it, you know, maybe add it to the list of things I can work on, but don't dwell on it so much that I get discouraged and I want to give up. So every time I get negative feedback, I just take it in and say, okay, look, you know, this is somebody's opinion. I respect it, but I can add it to my self-improvement, or I can add it as a way of, you know, holding me down. So it's like you have to realize that, you know, everybody's negative feedback doesn't always have to be your negative feedback. It could be positive. You can always make it as a positive feedback, you know, a form of constructive criticism. So, yeah.
Definitely.
You know, take it in. But, you know, don't dwell on it too much that it discourages you.
You definitely absolutely head on with that one because, you know, negative feedback, like you said, we all experience that, oh, really, you know, and it can detour some people because I've known a ton of people that, you know, they just like, hey, your shirt's ugly, and it's like, oh, I'm never wearing red again. I didn't say the color red was ugly on you. I just said the shirt is ugly on you. Don't ever wear that again. So they just, like, turn off with red, turn off with shirts, and now they just wear, like, sweaters. You know what I mean? Like, no, I'm just kidding. So are there any other passions that you have other than music?
I love, okay, well, this has to do with music, but I love to teach. I love to teach children and teens about music and singing. That is one of my strongest passions. I think it's needed, you know, especially, you know, nowadays, you know, with what's going on, you know, in the whole radio aspect, you know, I think that children need to discover, you know, other types of music, you know, music that will make them think, you know, will challenge them to be creative and, you know, and explore different sounds of the world and just different styles. And so I love to share music with children and teens. That's one of my strongest passions. And I love to cook, and I love sweets. I love cakes, and I love cupcakes and candy. I mean,
I love those too, Tracy. You are not alone.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. Oh, my goodness.
Oh my God, my guilty pleasure with the sweets is Twizzlers, the rainbow Twizzlers. Girl, I could eat a whole bag of those.
Oh, those are yummy.
Until I'm sick, I could eat them. I swear to God. And cupcakes
can
come
second. I'm not alone. We both
definitely
have sweet tooth.
Exactly, because you know what it is?
that I could appreciate about this whole conversation right now is the fact that it's real. And a lot of people like to pretend, oh, I don't eat this and I don't drink that. But then when they behind closed doors, they're stuffing it down their throat. So cut it out. Cut it out. You know, enjoy yourself because you only have one life, but just do it in moderation.
Yes,
don't be like me and eat
me.
A whole bag of Twizzlers at one sitting. Like, don't do that. I don't recommend that to anyone. But definitely don't front about what you do because at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself. So, you know, I have one of the doctors that I actually work for because I also handle accounts for doctors, medical billing.
Oh, wow.
And
awesome.
She definitely is like, oh, my God, and I don't eat that, and that's going to kill you, and you're going to just get fat and this and this and that. And you can bust her out any given second, goggling down like pizza and this and this and this and that. Now, you're going to keep your little trim slim, but at the same time, you know, you're still eating the stuff that you're going crazy trying to stop others from eating. So this is my point. I could appreciate the fact, Tracy, that you love cupcakes and Twizzlers because I do too. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I mean, I love sweets, you know. But I'm actually getting better at trying to eliminate, you know, as many sweets because, you know, if I can have sweets every single day, I would. But, I mean, both my parents are diabetic, so I really have to watch out for that. So
definitely.
Make sure that I keep it to a minimum.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I was told that, too, like, oh, your sugar's kind of high. And I'm just like, so are people that smoke weed. They're high all the time, but, you know, no one's telling them not to smoke weed, so I'm going to eat candy. No, I'm just kidding. But
candy.
Like, I'm just kidding, Tracy. Like, I'm trying to actually slow down myself because of that reason, because, you know, diabetes run in my family as well, and, you know, no one wants to deal with the aftermath. We enjoy ourselves now, but the aftermath is what we should focus on to slow us down a little bit. But, so I appreciate that. So, you know, are there any, like, well-known female artists out there that people compare your voice to? Because I kind of get, like, when I hear you sing, I get, like, kind of like Toni Braxton, and I don't know. It's just so much that goes on in your voice that, I mean, like C.R. Bundy said, it's like instruments coming out. So it's hard to, like, pinpoint you as a singer because you have a unique sound. So are there, like, people that people compare you to?
I get Toni Braxton a lot. You know, I think it's that alto, the alto range, and I get Anita Baker. And then sometimes I get Marsha Ambrosius from Poetry.
Yes.
So all of the, you know, alto singers. So yeah, I would say those three. You know, I do get compliments. I get comparisons with those singers, and I'm completely flattered because I love their voices, and I'm just grateful that, you know, I can at least sound a little bit like them. I mean, that, wow. You know, that's
right.
Awesome.
And still sound like yourself because, you know, it's sexy, and that's why I think it is. I mean, I'm gonna keep it real. Like I said, I will be your groupie because it's definitely, like, it has this sex appeal to it, especially when you go down in those notes and you're like, you know, I can't do it, but it's just like, and I'm just like, go, girl, get it, you know, it's just like, it's really, really sexy, and I think that's why, and all of the people that people, you know, contrast your voice with are definitely sexy to me, and they definitely have that, like, alluring, like, bluesy type of, you know, appeal to them. So definitely I could see those people as well. Definitely sexy. But anyway, I know your husband be like, yes, baby. You know, he knew what he was doing when he married you. For real. He knew.
You're so silly.
Okay. He was like, let me get this now before it's too late. Okay.
He's so funny.
Like, I'm serious. He's like, he's not dropping the ball. So, you know, thumbs up to Mr. Ross because definitely he wasn't trying to drop that ball. And I don't blame him. Please. I would have been on it too. Like, Tracy, marry me, please. You know, for real.
Well, he's very talented himself. And so, you know, when he got on those keys and, you know, I was checking him out in class, you know, I was like, wow. You know, I want to, like, marry me, please.
Right.
So,
okay, that's too cute.
I think,
like, let's get
I think, you know, I think we were just both like, whoa.
Smittens, right? Like smitten with each other.
Yeah, and it's so funny because during that whole time, like, it took us 3 years to actually talk, like, really talk, because, you know, during class, we would just say, hey, you know, you sounded really nice, and then we would just run away, you know, you're so shy, and then, you know, we finally got a chance to talk after 3 years of knowing each other. It was funny. It was crazy, but... Yeah,
right,
I'm
and
glad.
That's so cute, though. No, definitely, because it's like you would get on your knees at the same time, like, would you marry me? No, would you marry me? Like, no, I said it first. But it's cute, though, because of the simple fact that, like you said, you know, it wasn't something that was rushed into, and I think that makes it profound for me because, you know, Miss P has a issue with time. You know, I feel like I'm getting old and I don't have time, so I just be like, listen, are you going to be with me? Yes or no? Check the box. There's no maybe, though.
Yeah.
It's just a no. You know, and I don't want to wait till tomorrow. I want to know today, you know, and I think that's why a lot of situations that I encounter when I do choose to dwell, you know, into that area of life don't always turn out well because everything for me has to be like now. Like 3 years, I probably would have lost my mind, but 3 years sometimes is what it takes. If it's 2 months, 3 months, whatever it takes, sometimes that time is very warranted in order for a situation to be felt out and right. So I'm glad you shared that with me today because, you know, I definitely needed to hear that. I have issues with that. I'm going to get professional help as soon as we're done with this interview because I definitely have an issue with that. Everything has to be now for me.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
I want a cupcake. I want it now, you know. You see how persistent I was when, you know, I was like, okay, Tracy, I want to interview you. You know, it was like, okay, Miss P. And I'm like, she don't know. I want her now. Like, what's wrong? Does she not understand that? Does she not see my writing, like, now? But even though, I'm kidding. I didn't, you know, put that out there. But that's definitely how I felt. And it's like, that's how I am with everything that I do. And it's not, sometimes it's okay, but, you know, I really have to work on that. I have issues.
Yeah.
But anyway, do you have any, like, do you play any instruments and stuff of that nature?
I play a little bit of piano and a little bit of saxophone.
Wow.
A little bit. I mean, I could do, you know, I could do a little bit of piano, but saxophone, yeah, a little bit. You know, I'm not, like, completely, like, you know, proficient in both instruments, but, you know, I play a little bit. I'm not like my husband. Like, my husband is crazy with the keys. I wish I could be like that, but, yeah.
Right. You have the voice. He has the keys, you know, and the saxophone is another compliment to being sexy. You know,
yes,
right? You don't think? Like, a
it
woman
is.
On the saxophone, really?
Yes.
I
shout
love
out
it.
To all the female musicians.
Yes, shout out to y'all, saxophone.
Wonderful.
And whoever, whoever's playing those, I want you on the show, definitely.
Oh,
now.
Yes. And maybe I can probably connect you with a really amazing saxophone player in the Bay
that
Area.
That would be so awesome. You have no idea. Yay! Because this is also BR and Time Bomb, and their group is unique, and the reason why I feel that they're unique is because it's one rapper, and the rest is instruments.
Wow.
Yes, it's ridiculous. Every time they have a concert that I can get to, I'm there. It's not for everybody because, you know, people have their likings to different genres, but I like it because it's mixed with everything. You know, and the females that are in there, two females, shout out to them. That's in the band, you know, they're awesome.
Yeah.
And the violinist
Ooh.
And the trumpet, what? They be killing it live in heels, killing it.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes, they're dangerous.
Them out.
You definitely do. You can Google them and they'll come right up, BRN Time Bomb, and that's A-N-D Time Bomb. They're awesome.
Ooh, okay.
That's a little food for thought. That's just a food for thought. But as a female artist, you know, what do you find is the most trying through your experience, you know, because we all know that this is a male-dominated situation here, you know, and it's not always easy for females to, you know, be talented and beautiful like you are and a sweetie and be able to get to certain plateaus because it's like, hey, you have to do this and you have to do that or people are expecting certain things, you know. What has been your experience along your journey as a female?
That's a really, really good question. I haven't had any, you know, challenges in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been, I've been very, I would say, you know, I've been very consistent with trying to reach out to, you know, like male DJs and whatnot. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of great feedback, but, you know, I think that the challenge with that is, you know, there are a lot of artists out there. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to stand out, you know, with your sound and how you present yourself. And, you know, sometimes it's really hard because, you know, like I said, there's, you know, they may be getting so much music, you know, and it's like, how do you stand out from the
mm-hmm.
rest, you know? And so you just have to really take that in mind, like, okay, how am I going to present myself? You know, what is going to make me stick out from the rest? But still, you know, not compromise your art. You know, still stay true to yourself. But, yeah, I will say, you know, trying to figure out how to stand out. But, yeah, haven't had any challenges with that so far.
That's a blessing in so many ways. And it helps that your husband is also in the business because it just helps,
mm-hmm.
you know, solidify that,
mm-hmm.
you know, hey,
mm-hmm.
listen, you can't play with me like that. Not to say that you're not intellectual enough to know better, but just
mm-hmm.
to say that, you know, my husband is part of what I do, so they know
yeah.
that they can't approach you like they probably would approach a single female
that's
beautiful
true.
And amazing
that's
just like yourself. So, you know, I know sometimes people think they're slick because people are people, and, you know, when you turn your back, they're, hey, well, if you do this, and, you know, whatever. But
mm-hmm.
I'm definitely glad that you never experienced nothing like that because I've
mm-hmm.
heard some horror stories. So I'm always curious to, you know, when I interview a female,
mm-hmm.
what you know, what has been in their journey. So thank God, nothing for you. So shout out to Mr. Ross again because, you know, he helps keep that in check.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So
I know,
Tracy. Right.
And
normally,
you know, if somebody wants a deal with business, you know, like, and, you know, they're really serious, I always say, you know, send it over to my husband, Alan. And normally, you know, either they won't do it, you know, if they're not really serious, or if they,
mm-hmm.
they will, you know. So that's just like the filter, you know. Like, hey,
yes,
okay,
definitely.
if you want to, you know, deal with business, like, make sure you, you know, hit up my husband. And if they do, then they're serious. But if they're not, then
mm-hmm.
they won't. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's
so
an excellent strategy.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely an excellent strategy because I didn't even think of that one, you know, so that's good. Like, for all the ladies out there that are, you know, in a relationship or have a husband and, you know, maybe you guys should make that part of, you know, your repertoire, like, hey, send it to, you know, my boyfriend or my husband or, you know, my manager / whatever. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, like you said, Tracy, if they're serious, then they'll come. And if they're not, you already ruled
they
those
won't.
Jerks out of it. Definitely. So I noticed that, you know, you've done a lot of countless interviews because I was trying to tune into some of them and catch up on it just so I wouldn't sound so repetitive in nature because with interviewing, it can be repetitive because everyone has, like, the same questions that they want to touch on. So I try to make mine a little fun and a little different if I can, you know, because I'm human and at the end of the day, it's only so much that, you know, you can ask. That's just basic, you know, and not into too much into people's business because I don't like to do that. So with these interviews that you've been doing, you know, tell me, what's the question that you hate to be asked the most?
Oh, wow, that's a really good question. Oh, my goodness. Wow. You know what? I haven't disliked any questions, actually. You know, I'm really open to, you know, I'm really open to questions. I can't think of anything. I really can't.
Okay, that's good. You're awesome. That means that I will always just get juicier and juicier every time you come on. No, I'm just kidding. I was just kidding. So, you know, is there anything that people, like, you would want someone that's interviewing you to ask
mm-hmm.
you, but they never really touch on it? Is it something?
Mm-hmm.
Anything out there that people never touch on that you'd be like, Dad, how come they didn't ask me that?
I would say balancing, you know, motherhood and music.
There you go.
I wish I can get asked that often because, you know, it's not, I don't think that, you know, I don't think people are aware, you know, sometimes of what goes on behind the scenes, you know, of someone that is pursuing music on a serious level. And, you know, there's just so much that go into it, you know, before a show, you know, you have to, you know, take care of your kids, cook, clean, and then, you know, make sure you're ready, you know, you're rehearsing, you're helping your child with their homework, you're dropping them off, you know, at school. You know, there's just so much that go into it as a parent and who's doing music professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And even trying to find time to push your music, you know, if you're working, like my husband, he's working two jobs, and I'm teaching on the side, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
dealing with jobs and raising two kids, plus trying to do music independently, it can get really overwhelming. It really can. It could be very stressful. And, you know, I would love to talk about that more often because I really want to give people, like, the behind-the-scenes, you know,
mm-hmm.
perspective of how it is to balance family / marriage / music and trying to
mm-hmm.
do everything on your own. You know, it's a very challenging task.
Definitely, because that was actually one of my questions in regards to, I call it the triple M, and that's music,
mm-hmm.
Maintaining, being a mom,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. maintaining, like, you know, music and maintaining, period. Just maintaining a balance within yourself. So maintaining, mom, and music is the three triple M's that I have for people that have, you know,
mm-hmm.
come on and they're females that do all these things that you just mentioned. So
mm-hmm.
that's definitely one of the things that I was going to touch on before I let you go, but I'm glad that you brought that up because,
mm-hmm.
like I said, the triple M's and, like, you just stressed, that's something, like you said, that is a full-time everything. That's just, like, your
it
life
is.
Right there.
It really
it's
is.
It's your life. And people need to be conscientious of what's behind the scene because people
yeah.
just don't pay attention to that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
I agree,
and you know,
mm-hmm.
and just the thing, you know, with everything you have to do, you know, before you actually step on that stage, you know, because people see what's going on at that stage, but, you know, sometimes they don't know what has happened, you know, before you even step on stage, you know, and you could have been dealing with, like, your sick child or, you know, you know, working two jobs, you know, and still trying to have that
mm-hmm.
energy and that
mm-hmm.
and that commitment, you know, to your music listeners and, you know, being able to still give them your all, even though, you know, your body could be, like, completely worn out or, you
mm-hmm.
know. So, you know, yeah, I would love to discuss that more often. Mm-hmm.
Well, definitely. Definitely, because sometimes,
yeah.
you know, some people, they have shows, and this is not to, like, down anyone, because whatever way people choose to run their whole program is the way they do it. But me personally, that's the first thing that I can resonate with is mom. You know, because I am a mom. So that's always going to come first in my mind when I'm on a show with a female artist that is also a mom. The next thing is maintaining, and maintaining as far as, like, self and the things around you. Because without maintaining yourself first, how could you maintain being a mom, maintain your music, maintain being a wife? You can't do those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm not an artist or anything like that, but, like we stated earlier in this conversation, that music is something that sets a platform for everything that you do. So
mm-hmm.
my M's is music, maintaining, and mom, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Because without good music, which I was shouting it out on Twitter today, like, I love music, and I love to get
mm-hmm.
great music from great people because it helps me maintain a balance so I can go forward as a mom.
Hmm.
As I can go forward as Miss Pete, as I can go forward as, like, my everyday job that I have outside of the Intune show and outside of being a mom. Excuse me. It helps me maintain when I have to go and take my courses because I'm trying to become a doctor at some point in my life. So basically, you know, like you said, it's not all glitter and gold, and it's not what everybody cracked it all out to be. It's not those things, because whether she was, like, making a quadrillion dollars a day or not, she still
mm-hmm.
has those responsibilities as a mom first. So,
oh,
you know,
you definitely have to do your research, and you definitely have to be in tune to the fact that a way to a woman and for her to always remember you on any show is to always ask about the kids. Make it personal, you know, make it a little more personal.
Yes.
I'm telling you. So what are five things can't live with? I'm sorry, baby, go ahead.
You know, because there are days where, you know, I'm writing music or I'm, you know, practicing, and then it's like, all right, that's enough practicing now. I got to go, you know, help my kids, you know, with their clothes and fold them and, you know, clean their room. And so, you know, it's just kind of, you know, being a mom, it just really puts your reality in perspective. You know, you can be like, oh, yay, you know, completely swept away with music and with your art, but when it comes down to it, it's like, wow, I still have to clean up this room, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's
a true story.
It's important to be in tune with that, yeah? Mm-hmm.
True, and they even show, you know, just the last thing I'm going to say about, you know, motherhood, they even show on the Braxtons one time, because I'm not a reality head at all, but I was actually turning past, and I love Toni Braxton. So I saw her in her kitchen with her children, and she was, like, cleaning up the cereal off the floor and stuff. And here it is, this woman who's, you know, been out forever doing her thing, you know, and now she's on the floor on air, like, cleaning up cereal, which she could pay someone to do, but she's doing it herself.
Mm-hmm.
So this just shows, like, the realism, as they say, the reality of it all is that we are all human, and we are still all moms, and we still are all dads, and we still have these responsibilities outside of everything that we do. So behind the lights and the curtains and all that stuff is the reality of it all, you know. And if Toni's bending down picking up her own kids' cereal, it must be because of something. And I'm not saying trying to take away from Toni at all, but I'm just saying most of the time people have maids. You know, doing it for them. But I guess she doesn't want to kind of, like, in my mind, I viewed it as she just didn't want to show, like, hey, I can do this, but I'd rather do it and have this connection with my kids myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of having a nanny or whoever, I'm doing it myself. And, you know, that just, it showed me a lot, and it was very powerful for me to see that happen. But anyway, what are the five things that you can't live without, Tracy? Besides, you know, because we already said we love Twizzlers and we already said we into cupcakes, but what are five things as a female that you can't live without?
Okay, five things. Well, God.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, so God, long feather earrings that are colorful. That's
so
random,
so much.
Huh? That is so random.
No, they're awesome.
Third, I would say a nice, comfortable pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, let's see, my cell phone, you know, because I need to be able to reach my kids and my husband and my family, you know, at times.
Mm-hmm.
And then number five, I would say music. You know, music just, it helps to calm me down, you know, through a stressful day, helps me reflect.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those five things.
Definitely, especially the shoes and the earrings. You know, I'm going to leave the kids and all at home. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, that's all awesome stuff. So what's the best advice you were ever given?
Best advice that I was ever given is to stay true to yourself and to your art, no matter what.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, sometimes, you know, you may want to do music a certain way because you want to sell records, or, you know, you may want to change the way you look because you don't feel like, you know, sometimes you may not feel like you're beautiful enough or whatever. But I think that when we accept ourselves, you know, for who we are and accept our art for what it is, you know, I think that you can be really happy, you know, with what you're doing, you know, with your music in general. So, you know, I would say the best advice is, you know, stay true to yourself, stay true to your art, because, you know, people will know when you're not being genuine with your art, and people will know when you're not being your genuine self. No matter how much you cover it up, people will always see through that. And people will know that, wow, you know, that's not natural, and, you know, she's trying to be somebody else. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, stay
absolutely.
True to your art, stay true to yourself. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And is that the same piece of advice you would give to any females coming up in this industry?
Yes. Yes. Stay true to your art. Stay true to yourself. And, you know, you can still be classy, you know, and at the same time still be beautiful. You know, don't be afraid to show, you know, how intelligent you are, how powerful you are, how, you know, how brave you are. You know, it's very, you know, it's a very, very beautiful thing when you can share that. You can share your strength, you know, without any fear and not hold back on, you know, how you want to sing, how you want to portray your music, how you want to create it, you know, just
mm-hmm.
just a free form of expression.
Definitely. That's a good piece of advice. So, Tracy, what are you currently working on, and what should we stay in tune to hear from you real soon or see?
Right now, I'm actually preparing for a show, which will be held this Friday in San Francisco at Yoshi's, and I'm going to be opening up for Slim from 112, so it
oh
should
my
be a
goodness.
Lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh,
it should
my
be a
God.
Lot of fun. Yeah. So, you know, that's something that we're working on right now, and then I'm also working on a remix album and trying to launch a new music video, so hopefully that will be coming out before the summer ends. And I'm trying to put together, you know, some shows around my hometown and hopefully across the United States and hopefully next year overseas. So, yeah, I'm working on a lot of different projects right now.
Awesome. So where can people stay in tune to Tracy Cruz music at?
You can check me out at tracycruz.com, TracyCruz.com, also on Facebook.com/TracyCruzMusic page, and Twitter.com/TracyCruzMusic, YouTube.com/TracyCruzFan. What else? I'm on Reverbation, SoundCloud, CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon. Yeah. So, you know, if you just Google, you know, you'll be able to kind of, you know, figure out what sites I'm on. But, yeah, I stay pretty active online. So if you say hi on Twitter or on Facebook, I'll definitely say hi back.
Yay.
Yeah.
So, Tracy, I want you to have an amazing show. And I can't even
think
of what song he came out with as a single right now, but I'm going to definitely hit you up. Excuse me, and tell you that song because it was like Bedtime Stories. Have you heard that by Slim?
Oh,
I mean,
no,
if you didn't, look that up ASAP on YouTube or something.
I will.
Because it's terribly sexy, and I love everything that's sexy, you know.
Mm.
So that's why that's my song. So, Tracy, it's been such a pleasure getting to know you, and I appreciate
Thank you.
All that you do and what you're bringing forth, and I look forward to all that you have to offer to this world because you have a lot to offer. So,
thank
you know, you
so
are now family, so stay in tune with
Aww.
Me, and anytime you're ready to come back on the show for any updates or anything you have going on, keep me posted, and we'll have you right back on the show.
Thank
you so
much
for tuning
Misty.
In tonight. Thank you, Tracy, for my
Thank
drop,
too. You. Of course, anytime. I'll make you some more, too.
Yay!
Yeah, I'll
you
make you some
awesome.
More.
I can't wait. You have an awesome night.
You too.
Thank you,
Take
Tracy.
Care.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Yay. So that was Tracy Cruz. And again, you guys can follow her on Twitter at Tracy. That's TracyCruzMusic. And her website is TracyCruz.com. Just drop in and Google. She has a lot of awesome stuff. And she's an awesome individual, as you guys see. And she's real. And that's the most important thing to me. You know, someone that really resonates with the world around them. And, you know, they're not lying to themselves or hiding behind anything. And the fact that she loves sweets just as much as I do, like the cupcakes and the Twizzlers, she's definitely family for life, okay? So coming up, we have Hits. And, you know, before we get in sight with him and things of that nature, I'm going to play a track.
And I think I'm going to just go ahead and play Hit's song, and that one is Home Again by Hits. Enjoy. Talk to you, baby, soon.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you. Yes.
Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag.
Toe tag.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you.
Yes. Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag. Toe tag.
You done crossed the line, now they got your ass. On site, period, dot maxi pad. You's a dead man, you need a toe tag. He on your top and I'm on your ass. Catch him in the sleeping on me, I'ma wake his ass. Something heavy, no earthquake, shake his ass. Top back, put pounds, that'll break his ass. Put the gun to his head with him, blow up his head. Never shot again, it's never chosen dead. Never held the gun, you never busted, man. I popped the boys, hit him off the chain. He coming through in our own lane. This time around, we ain't playing, man. Black jacks, black pants, black shirt, black man. Black fitted cap, magic gun, magic gas. Black on black, it gets everything black. It's set, my money, got a black president. Knock, 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 catch your president in. Motherfucker Mac, he coming in. I don't really give a shit, it's neither of him. Yes, sir. Got a cap against the word from the fuck. I'm capping in the waste management. Hit tragic in this. All because of the fuck, I'm acting in this. Now me and he gonna let you have again. This quick bow, no bing, straight up capping again. Pow, 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 toe back again. I'm a badass, but he's a savage again. I ain't made this shit up, it's just rap again. If the hood ain't the hood, it's bad, man. Let's eliminate the thing, get it back again. Let's start it now, reset the trend.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you, ass.
Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag.
Toe tag.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you, ass.
Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag. Toe tag.
Oh, shit. Hey, Millie.
What up, hit?
Badass to that savage, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Badass to that savage. Savage back to that badass. Anytime that that drama pop, I'm shooting it up like a madman. Guns raised, I ain't concealing. It's too boring, I'm killing shit. Mills begging, I'm killing with. You don't know who you dealing with. We back home. Broke my that home of choice with them. Begin to steady walk around. Run around all scared and noise. But these reals begin to be flipping back. Guns be they real voice. Two shots, then two more. That just me. Oh, your boy what? Your boy who? Oh, that nigga near die too. These guns ain't to be played with. These guns ain't to be lied to. These bullets come out hot and greasy. Wipe you down, then fry you. Try your luck, deny you. Begin to despise you. Kill lanes is what I do. Real listening will try you. Don't begin this, don't try to. Cause your aim don't hit like mine do. I'm home again. Back about my bag. Looking for you. Zip lock them in that bag. Toe tag. I said I'm home again. Back about my bag. Looking for you. Zip lock them in that bag. Toe tag.
Zip him in the bag, toe tag, toe tag. Hey, yo, get your boy Juice from Scarfella Music Group. Hey, you rocking with Miss P, the High Shaw, 89 Radio, Intro Radio. You feel me?
Okay, guys, so that was Hits, and we'll be talking to him shortly. And that drop was by 5-year-old Jerusalem, okay? He said, you are now tuned in with Miss P, okay? Did you hear that grown man status? So shout out to Jerusalem for that drop. I also wanted to let you guys know, for those that are tuned in, that we're having a speed networking event this Saturday. So if you're looking for an efficient way to make new contacts and grow your business, then join us for that event on April 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. You know, we want to just basically know your success story. Give us your advice or your or plug your business for that matter. You know, everyone will be given 10 minutes. Our guest speakers will have 10 minutes to listen and to, you know, give their input on manageable ways to grow your business or to talk about how they grew their business. So people that are in the, you know, transforming themselves, reinventing themselves, or whatever way you want to put it, to become better individuals in a social media marketing field or just, you know, trying to enhance their revenue in life or throughout their life. You know, just tune into that show. We're going to have a lot of guest speakers on that's going to be giving some great information to you guys. We have key speaker Ken Heron. We have Ray Lon. We have Lady Twinkles. We have Keisha Hunter. We just have two other people that I just signed on, but I'm going to leave that amiss until Thursday night. I'll give y'all a heads up on that. We're going to have Uptown 145. We're going to also have Miss P. For all those that don't know that Miss P has a soap-making business, so I make all natural products. I'll be talking about that. So, you know, for all you guys finding that out for the first time, you know, I'll give all you who are interested in, you know, starting your own business from home some tips on how to get that all started. The great thing about this show on Saturday that it's quick, it's effective, and the best part of it all, it's free. So if you're interested, you know, I have two more spots left. Tune in to us at intuneshow@aol.com. Send your bio and basically a little paragraph. Tell me what you're going to be talking about, your phone number, et cetera, and we'll just take it from there, okay? So I encourage everyone to tune in to the greats because this is just much-needed information, and a lot of us keep hitting our heads on walls because we don't really have the funds to get resources and stuff of that nature. But there's so many resources out here. There's so many resources that are free. We just have to put the dedication and the work into, you know, getting those links and getting the people that are dedicated to helping us do what we have to do in our life. So this Saturday, that would definitely be the opportunity for you guys to gain some insight from some positive or some people. Also, I just want to say that I want you guys, if you haven't taken the time to do so, to log on to Raylon Enterprise, okay, LLC.me, and smile when you get there because he definitely has a lot of awesome information there. He is a man with great resources. He is a man with great knowledge, and he is a man that is about his business. And I support him to the fullest, to the day I die, because, you know, people like Raylon, people like Ken, people like Lady Twinkles, like Dr. Sue, etc., that it only comes like one out of every 100 people. So honestly, I went through hundreds and hundreds of people until I was able to pick one out of each 100. So I'm getting there. I'm not where I want to be yet because there's still a lot of amazing people out there that I need to get to. But like I said, you have to go through hundreds and hundreds of people before you get to the right one, okay? So don't drop the ball this Saturday to get in tune with these great individuals. Don't drop the ball and don't log on to Raylon Enterprises, LLC.me, and get to know Raylon. Definitely. I will post his Facebook or my Facebook right now, and you definitely can, you know, meet up from him there. And just to let you know, he's not into games. He's into serious-minded people, so make sure you have everything in on track when you approach him, because he even curses Miss P out, just to let you guys know. So I'm not exempt and I'm not special. So just because we love each other to death doesn't mean that he doesn't put his foot in my behind when he feels the need to do so. So again, definitely look him up and definitely get in tune with him. He has a lot of great things to offer with a smile. So anyway, while we're waiting for hits to call in, like any second now, I'm going to play another track just to, you know, kill some time. Hopefully he's on point. Like, you know, they always say us black folk, we always late for everything. So hopefully he does not fall into that category of being very late. So again, let's play a track, and then hopefully he'll be tuned in to us by then. This one is going to be called Motivation by Nyx.
Get it, yeah. Gonna stop me now. I'm aiming high. Just look up in the sky. You're likely to see me There's no way I'm not gonna shine. And every day that I open my eyes, I'm thankful that I have not run out of time. Wake up with sound, so body and mind. More reason to get up, my hustle and grind. I wonder if they really thought I was playing when I was saying I'm coming back slaying. I wonder if they really understand just who I am. There's no comparison. I'm damaging. Yeah, the reps of Paul Bearers to carry them. I swear you have to bury them. A finny of them better come. Near me, really, my 2020 visions on winning. I diminish anyone who trusts them in their possibilities. Seriously, I ain't worried about whether or not they feeling me. But I bet by the time I'm finished, you'll remember me. I'm racing to the finish, but I'm already feeling like a runner. If I want it, I'ma get it, yeah.
Was Nicki McKnight doing her thing with Motivation. So, you know, I'm feeling that song. It makes you pop your head. So without further ado, we have Hits on the Line. Hits, you on the line with Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. So I played your track Home, and I'm digging it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you for submitting it. Thank you for being on the show tonight. I appreciate you taking the time out to talk to me tonight and for our listeners to gain some more insight on you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, right now I'm just a rapper out of, by way of Delaware. I was raised in New Jersey. I was born in New Jersey, I'm sorry. Raised in Newark, Delaware. And, you know, just trying to come, you know, I mean, bring my family to a good place. To where, you know, we don't have to struggle no more. And I feel as though music is a good way of doing it because I like to express myself over the beats, you know, poetry and things like that. So I feel as though music is a good way to do it. And if I can do that for my family, it'll make me better. I feel good about myself.
Definitely. Now, I hate to cut you off, but there's like a lot of static on your end, and it's going to distort what you're saying, so people won't really get to hear what you're saying clearly. It's a little better now. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard what you said. I heard everything you said. It's clear on my
end. No. I mean, I meant the static, you know, because I just want to be able to hear you clearly. And when you convey what you have to say, I want people, when they listen back, to be able to hear you clearly. So
we're
better now. We're better now. Definitely.
I'm sorry.
So, I'm sorry?
No, I was just, you know, just in case anybody didn't hear, I was just explaining, you know, I was born, you know, in New Jersey, raised in Newark, Delaware. You know, and I love doing music, poetry, things like that. So I feel as though, you know, me making music can help my family get out of a struggle that we've been in a long time. So hopefully I can do that by making music and making great music. And I want to bring that old music back, you know, the 90s music, to where it felt good. And, you know, it wasn't always about killing and shooting everybody. So
definitely. Yeah. So is music something that, you know, you decided to do as a teenager, or is there something that you had within you as a child growing up?
I mean, the music always been around me. It's always been around me since I was little. And I mean, as far as, you know, my mother, I grew up in a single-parent home, so listening to my mom, all she did was listen to music, Temptations, Mary J. Blige, Tupac, 24/7. So when I started writing, I was younger. I was around 7, 8, writing poetry, you know what I mean? And then once I started listening to beats, like instrumentals, when I found out you can actually listen to other people's instrumentals, the beats that they rapped on, then I started doing that. I started making my own lyrics to the song. So once I did that and everybody was liking it, I was like, okay, well, let me go ahead and keep doing it. And I realized that I was real good at it, so I kept going.
Right. So you mentioned that you're into poetry. So was poetry like the basis of how you started writing music, or, you know, because everybody has a starting point. Was poetry yours?
Yes, it was definitely my starting point, because that's what I started doing first. I was writing poetry, and, you know, I mean, just to get my feelings out. I mean, because, you know, when you got things that, you know, might have hurt you, or things that you want to get off your chest, you know, things that people express them different ways, and poetry was the way I expressed it as my younger age. But then, you know, getting the rhythm and, again, like I said, the beat and things like that, I started putting my poetry onto the beat, and that's where I fell in love with the music situation as far as me making the music.
Definitely. So now you're producing your own beats now as well.
Now I'm not producing my own beats. You know what I mean? I got producers that signed with 4D Music that actually make the beats.
Okay, awesome.
I don't make the beats. No.
Awesome. So when it comes down to the words for beats, because, see, you have to, like, break this down for me because I really don't know. So, I mean, I've been in plenty of studios, but I never pay attention. But anyway, when you hear
you
a safe instant, huh?
You shouldn't do that. You should be in the studio paying a lot of attention.
I know, I should, right? I should, because maybe next thing you know, I'll be making some beats and selling them, right, if I paid attention.
Right.
I make some extra change.
Right, yeah. You never know what you can do until you try.
Exactly. So my question is this, you know, when you hear a beat and 4D Music is like, hey, listen to this, what I came up with, do the words automatically come to you, or you just... is this something that you hear the beat and you just keep replaying, and then eventually the words come?
Well, for me, this is how I do it. You know, everybody does it differently. If I listen to a beat automatically, anybody who makes music, the beat should tell you what to rap about automatically. And, you know, you'll get a song where, Tupac's song, like, I Ain't Mad At You. When he heard that beat, that's a beat that you hear where he can rap like that, where he can get out feelings and things like that, or Mama Keep Your Head Up and things like that. Like, you hear beats like that, it make you want to rap influential like that. Or then you hear, like, a party song, and you're like, okay, this is, you got to talk about the club. This is what you do. This is what you do on this beat. So you got to feel the beat, and once I listen to the beat, it automatically tells me what I should talk about. Even though the beat can't talk to me, but in a sense, it's really talking to me. So that's how I come up with it. and I start off with the hook. When I come up with that hook, it's a wrap after that.
Right. So do you have, like, any tracks that you do collaborations with females on? Because I might need to just come up on a track or something. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm saying we could definitely get together and do something, man. You know, it's not a problem.
Look, I'm not trying to ruin your life here. I'm just...
You wouldn't ruin my life. We can make it, like, each other's life better.
Okay. That's so sweet of you to say. You know, big hugs to you for that, because definitely I cannot sing. You know, it's just all jokes right now. It's all jokes.
Listen, it's a lot of people out here singing that can't sing, making millions of dollars. Trust me.
Definitely. You're right about that. You're definitely right about that. So being that you brought that up, what's your take on music on the radio today? You know, you said you want to make music and, you know, bring it back to the 90s, that good film music. You know, what's your opinion overall?
Okay.
On music. Mm-hmm. On today's
music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Music is definitely different than what it used to be. I can honestly say from like 2007 to about 2000 and I would say the beginning of 2011, I wasn't feeling it. The music thing with the radio, everything, I just wasn't feeling. And I think now, you know, with people like Wiz, and, you know, I'm a big Jadakiss fan. I always listen to him, even though a lot of his music is, people don't appreciate the music that he make. I think the music is coming back around to the feel-good music because people don't care as much about the hood like they used to. When people started rapping about the hood too much. I mean, everybody, we know a lot of us come from the hood, but we want to get away from it. I understand that we telling the story and all of that. We understand that, but we trying to get away from it. And you get Wiz, people like Wiz who come in, they don't rap about that. They just rap about fun. That's live life. And when you hear music like that, then that's when, you know, you're like, okay, this feel good. I listen to this. I like that. Even you got Nicki Minaj making songs where it's not about the hood. It's just, let's go do something fun. And that's mm-hmm. what it's about for me. And that's the music that I like. Not saying I don't like hood music, because I do the same mm-hmm. thing. I talk about it too. But it's mm-hmm. not something that you should do 24/7. Like, that's not just something you do.
Definitely. I agree. I think that there's a time and a place for everything. And what's happening, I think, in society at this point with music, and or just in general, because, you know, music is like a platform for a lot of people. People are not buying music the way they used to because it's really no good music, to be honest.
And not only is it not good music, it's no longer believable. You know, when people mm-hmm. when people rap, you know, you have people like Biggie who rap, you believe everything Biggie said. If he said mm-hmm. that he beat somebody up, you believe that he beat somebody up. If he said that he sold drugs or he shot somebody, any of that, you believe them. The same thing with Pop. You believe them. Jay-Z, people believe him. Now when you listen to people, it's just like, man, listen, the only way you can make it is if you talking about you were selling quarter keys, moving up the bricks and all that. Like that's what it seemed like. That's what it's about. Oh, I had to rob people to make it. That's not everybody's life. And that don't mean that you're not good at creating good music because that's not your life. And that's where I think it went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion, that's where I think it went wrong for music.
Definitely. I agree with you because, like I said, I mean, I spent hundreds of dollars in iTunes, and that's not even an exaggeration. I almost, like, wanted to kill Apple because when my computer crashed, they weren't even trying to, like, let me get my music back. They wanted me to buy the music again, you know what I mean? And I was just like, why did I spend over, like, $600-$700 in downloads? Are you kidding me? But anyway, the point being is that everything that I downloaded was really, really anything recent at that time I was downloading. It was always music that was, like, Marvin Gaye, his whole, like, his best hits and whatever, whatever.
That's mm-hmm. the best music right there. That's the
definitely.
Best music.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I'm just waiting. Yeah, I'm just definitely waiting for, you know, all of these people out here that are underground right now that are awesome to just, you know, really find a way to just, you know, push themselves to they where they need to be. Because what happens in this game to me, from my opinion, since I've been doing this show, honestly, is that I meet some great talents, and then they're around the wrong individuals, or they don't know how to go forward. And when you try to get them an inkling of where to go to, it's like a pride thing, because everybody want to try to do everything by themselves. Like, hey, I don't need this, and I'm this. Because what people don't realize is, like, you may be good, but there's always someone better. And you may be good, but there's a lot of right. And there's you may be good also, but there's a lot of good people that are still at square one. You understand what I'm saying? They're not getting the recognition. So until we are able as a whole to say to ourselves, like, hey, I need help. So who can you push me to, or who can you lead me to in regards to helping me reformat my whole way of thinking, or just reformat the way I'm going about things? People rather fail, and that's why there's no good music, in my opinion.
And that's 100% agree with you. And I also feel like another issue with the business, and especially the underground business, is there's a word. There's two words in that came out in the hip-hop vocabulary that's been overused out of this world. One of them is swag. I'm getting tired of the word. It's being overused too much. The second word is hating. Hating. Everybody's hating on everybody. If you ask somebody, okay, how you feel about this song, oh, that's not one of your best songs. I don't like the way you did it. That doesn't mean somebody hating on you. That's constructive criticism. And it's letting you know, okay, they're not saying that the song can't be a hit just because I don't like it or just because you don't like it. But if you ask a question, it doesn't mean that somebody's hating because they don't like it. They're just giving you their true opinion. Everybody's not going to like everything. So a lot of people got a lot of yes men, and they got somebody feeding them everything that they're doing and everything that they're saying. Yeah, that's good. And I was blessed to be around a bunch of people who tell me the truth. I mean, my right-hand man, my coach, the CEO of my business, the 4D Music label that we run together, I mean, he helps me out. I can honestly say, even though he doesn't rap and I'm the rapper, I couldn't do it without him. We do a lot of stuff together. This is not just a one-man thing. Do it together, and it's a lot of stuff that I can't do that he can do. Even though he's not the rapper, and I'm the one who's writing and I'm rapping 24/7, it's things that he can do that I can't, and that's where the teamwork comes in at. So as long as everybody can do that, once people can do that collectively, everybody, like you said, we'll be all right and we'll be better. So hopefully we'll get around that.
Absolutely, and I agree with you, and I'm glad that you brought that up. And, you know, I'm liking the way you're, you know, expressing yourself too, may I add, you know? You know, because when you don't meet someone prior to an interview, you really don't know what to expect. You know,
well,
you're just going into it blindsided until you start to converse, and then you start to realize, like, hey, this is an awesome individual. You know what I mean? Like, he really has some strong points. So this is why it makes it worthwhile for me to do this show, because of amazing people that have great things to say. And not just things to say, but things that make sense.
I appreciate that. But I wanted to just take a moment to say thank you.
Sure.
I mean, I appreciate you having me on the show to express my feelings. And, you know, you even giving me a chance to even talk about anything. Because, you know, us setting up the whole show could have been a no-go. But you was able to let us get on and actually talk about things that I got coming up and things like that. So I appreciate that. I really do.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So before we get too off the topic and talking about how music sucks today, let's definitely get back onto you so people can get in tune with you a little bit more. How do you come up with the name Hits?
Okay. All right. I'm going to be honest. I have people who actually was calling me Hitman. That's what my name around the hood was. And it came, you know, it kind of gave me a negative feel. I mean, knowing the things that I've done and things that I've been through, so I just wanted to, after I started rapping, I started making songs, I kept coming up with crazy hooks, and everybody kept saying, yo, that's a hit, that's a hit, that's a hit. So instead of being hit man and taking that negative feel, so when people hear that name, they think negative, I just changed it to hit because that's what I'm accustomed to making is hits. So, and that's what I want people to think when they see me and they hear me, or another hit, not, you know, hit man, which is going to give a more negative feel to everything. And that's where the name basically came from.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. So tell me, do you have children? Because I need to know this. Like, I need, really do. Do you have kids?
I have kids and I'm married.
You have kids and you what?
I said yes.
And you're
I have
married.
Kids and I'm married. Yes.
Yay! I don't even know how I misheard that. Like, what's wrong with me? Maybe because I'm not married. So... Maybe because I'm not, so it's just like, what did he say there? Like, that word just eluded my head.
Nah, because a lot of people, you know what I mean, especially the ones who already made it, the people, you know, the TIs and the people like that, they don't want nobody, a lot of people don't want people to know. Like, they don't want people to know that they're in relationship with people, but, you know what I mean, I love my wife. I'm happily married for 2 years, been with her for almost 10. And I got 3 beautiful kids, so I'm good in my end.
Congratulations.
I hope nobody would not, no females would not buy my music because I'm not married. I mean, because I'm not single and not available. That don't mean that they got a chance with me just because I'm
right.
single. So I mean, the music speaks for itself, so.
Absolutely, and I think that's just like some people get turned off, in my opinion, because of the simple fact that everyone has, like, a fantasy of
right.
an individual. So, say, for instance, I'm just seeing you for the first time and never met you. So you already, like, I'm already drawing, like, all these conclusions up in my head because I don't know you, per se. So basically, that whole fan, groupie, supporter, that whole appeal just comes from the fantasy of, you know, creating this story. Just like if I was a stripper. You know what I mean? Like, you go to the club to see
right.
me strip. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm trying to give you my body. It's just that that's what I'm doing to entertain you and to gain funds. So basically, everyone has this illusion that they put in their head. And once they find out that certain things are going on in a person's life, it kind of pushes them away because now they lose in their head this chance that they never had in the beginning. They just created this whole story.
That makes complete sense. So it's crazy how you broke it down like that.
Yeah, exactly. So
okay,
every vote counts, but at the same time, you know, as long as you're doing what you're doing and your music speaks for itself, people that are in tune to what you're doing, you're always going to have their vote no matter if you're married, gay, straight, whatever the hell it is you do, make ponies, whatever you do, you know, purple ponies,
right.
whatever it is, people are going to support you because they see your vision and it's much deeper than, what's, you know, the surface of it all. But I applaud you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sweetheart.
I was just going to, people got to understand too, man. It's a lot that you have to do when it comes to music. Like, it's not just you making music. I mean, I always tell people that music is the easiest thing to do for me. Like, making the music, listening to a beat, and writing my feelings down and how I feel about this topic is so easy to me. It really comes that easy to me. But
mm-hmm.
the networking and you know, the relationships and all that different stuff that comes with it is hard. It's hard. And that's where my CEO comes in at, where I say he helps me so much, because things that I can't do, he can do. And that's why
mm-hmm.
I appreciate him so much, because people just don't want, if people respected the artists just completely and understood how much hard work, and I mean the serious ones, the people who really take it serious,
mm-hmm.
if people respect how much we give out, I think a lot more will come in for us. So we'll see.
Definitely. And as long as you keep the frame of mind that you're in right now throughout your career, you're going to be excellent. Excellent. Because you already have the concrete laid down. And that's where a lot of us go wrong at, including myself sometimes, because just when I think I have it all together, that's when the concrete starts to break up under my foot. And the reason why the concrete is breaking up under me is because when I was laying it down, I didn't take the time to smooth out the edges. So
right.
If you notice, when people are laying concrete down, it's just like a whole all-day process. And you're like, damn, all you got to do is pour this stuff down and smooth it out. Like, how long? Why does it take all day for this to happen? The reason why is because the mixture, in order to make sure that every curvature of that whole thing they're trying to put out there is laid down correctly and sturdy and firm, it takes a process.
Right.
It's a time. So us as individuals, we always want things like right now. And me, I'm a right now person. But I have to retract sometimes and slow myself down because that's how foundations break easily, by not laying down the foundation and securing it before you walk on it. So as long as you're doing what you're doing, you're going to be fine because you're already on the right track. So I applaud you for that.
I appreciate that, man. I really do, man. I really
no,
do. You're
seriously.
Making me feel better.
I'm making you feel better?
Yeah, you're making me feel better. I might have to stop talking to you because I don't want my concrete breaking underneath me. I got to fill up myself. Take that.
That was so cute and good. I love it. I love it.
No, I appreciate it, though, man. I really do. It's
yeah,
hard,
definitely. Definitely. So, I'm sorry, honey. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm
now, I was just going to ask you, you know, who are you currently working with, any artists right now or any collaborations?
Right now, I got a single that's about to come out sometime in the beginning of June. It's called TK212, which is Tender Kisses 2012. I don't know if you remember, back in around 89, 90, or 91. I can't remember the exact year that it came out. But
mm-hmm.
the lady, Tracy Spencer, she made
Tracy
a song
Spencer,
called,
yes, Tender Kisses, yes.
Okay, I'm remaking that. And
you better shut up right now.
Huh?
You better shut up. You actually doing that right now?
Yeah, man, listen.
I can't
wait. I heard that song a while ago, and I'm like, oh, this song is hot, man. She could sing. Then, like 2 years later, I'm for some reason, my wife likes watching Nick Jr. or something during the nighttime
mm-hmm.
where they show all these old shows at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and Tracy Spencer is on Family Matters, and Steve Urkel is smashing through her hotel window, and she's singing with Eddie. And that's what made me, I'm like, oh, that's that song.
Mm-hmm.
I got somebody to sing the hook, and I rapped over, and I got my own beat. And
wow.
Hopefully it's a big success. That's my first single, solo single, and we're going to see how it works from there. But
wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, I did that with one girl, but I believe that I'm switching. Actually,
mm-hmm.
who actually signed the hook, because I want to take the show on the road, and the person who actually sung it is
mm-hmm.
not available to go on the road the way I'm trying to go.
All right, so I'm going to be auditioning, so I'm going to definitely send in clips. No, but no, that actually is really one of my favorite songs. It's really one of my favorite songs. It really is. And I know all the words, but like I said, if I could sing, I would definitely try to get up on that because I could travel. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know,
well,
hopefully that will. Huh?
Hopefully I do the song justice and I don't make you be like, oh, no, you shouldn't have did this.
No.
Oh, he messed my song up. So hopefully it do to you what it does to me, because when I hear
it. No, it will do it. It will do it to me, because you know why? Because your hits. Ow. That's
right.
Right. You
right,
make
right,
hits.
Right.
So let's not lose focus on that. Let's not drop the ball on that. Hits represent.
Oh, no, I'm not,
hits.
I'm not trying to drop the ball. You know, I just got to be humble. You know, again, I don't want the concrete, you know, breaking underneath. I need to be firm. Foundation got to be great.
Absolutely. You're definitely right about that. And, you know, as long as we just keep that front and center, it's all going to go well. It's all going to go well. So tell me, what are some of the things that you enjoy most about music? Now, we know the beats, the sound, the words, but with all of that and, you know, just being able to do what you do brings, you know, certain perks, you know?
I'm be honest, I'm a sensitive person. I mean,
really?
As big as I am, and I mean big as in, you know, body mass.
Uh-huh.
Big as in a star, but as big as I am and as manly as I am, I'm very sensitive. So I feel like, you know, like I lost a brother. He got shot in his head about 3 years
mm-hmm.
ago.
Sorry to hear
and,
that.
Thank you. I lost a grandma. So, like, the songs that I'm coming up with, what makes me thrive is that pop feeling, like, keep your head up and I ain't mad at you. Those type of songs that make people, like, when you hear the song, you feel it in your bones. Like, that's what makes me love music so much. So when I make music, what I'm trying to do is make people, I want to make them cry, but in a good way. I really want to
mm-hmm.
make them cry in a good way. Like, I lost my, I made a song for my grandma. And, you know, one of my friends, my wife's cousin's husband, was raised by his grandma. When he heard the song, he literally started crying. And he, listening to the song, like, yo, this is my favorite song. And I never knew that he lost his grandma and that she raised him. But he was like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you hit every point. This is really exactly how it is. And I'm like, that was all I needed right there. That was all I needed. Because I want people to, I really want them to cry. I want to see that emotion. I want them to understand that they're not the only people going through it. And I'm not talking about shooting people and killing and selling drugs. Yeah, we know that's the aspect of life. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just talk about the people who pass away that, you know, that ain't got nothing to do with that. People who you would
mm-hmm.
never believe. Your grandma, you would never believe your grandma would go. Even though you know, everybody know you post the past. But when it comes to your grandma, your mom, you're like, man, you never going to go. I know for a fact that you're never going to leave. So that's what drives me about music, man. That's my favorite. It's just the emotion and the sensitivity and getting people to really realize, like, they're not the only ones going through it. Everybody's going through it.
Wow, that's beautiful. It really is. And, you know, it touched me to hear you say that because, you know, like I said, people of today, and I'm not talking about everyone, but there are
right.
vast majority of people that just don't get it because they're not in tune with themselves enough. It's like we all here for a purpose. It's just getting a greater understanding of that purpose. Because I don't think anyone on this earth thinks they're here just to be here because we wouldn't be here, right? We wouldn't coexist. So we all have a reason, but we just have to put that all together. And you found it, and that's why you're so passionate and so sensitive about it and why you're trying to make such a profound impact because it impacts you that way. So you want it to be, you know, translated to the next person the same way it impacts you, and I get that, and I love that because that's all poetic to me. That shows me that this is really what you're meant to do. When you want to make someone cry and fail and you wanted this energy to just exude them that you're putting out there, because that's what gets you high, the fact that someone else is high off of what you're high off of, and in a good way.
Right.
You know, so that's how you know that this is something that you need to be, that this is where you're supposed to be, period. And that's why the foundation, I'm sorry, baby, go ahead.
And I believe that as well. I believe that, you know what I mean? I'm supposed to be here doing this. You know, if I felt as though I was supposed to be building cars, I'd be building cars.
Mm-hmm.
If I felt as though I was supposed to be building houses or cooking Chinese food, being a chef, I mean, that's what I would do. But this is what really, really gets me. This is what turns me on, so to speak. I mean, this
right.
is really what gets me. So I feel as though I'm here. And, you know, I got kids. My kids... Or, you know, my son, which I always thank him for the rest of his life. I felt as though he saved my life. I had
mm-hmm.
him, my wife had him in 2006. And since then, I have just took a major U-turn. And when I made that U-turn, I made that U-turn for the best. And when I did that, and I see myself in him, he's just as sensitive as I am. He's strong. He don't want to show nobody. He trying to show everybody he ain't no punk. He'll try to beat you up, but he's sensitive. I could tell him
mm-hmm.
anything, and it hurt his feelings in a way like I don't want to let you down. know what I mean? Because my sons, you know, my kids don't call me daddy. They call me father. Because, you know, me growing up with a single parent, I wasn't, you know, I didn't have no father. I had a couple dads, and I had no father. So I just want my kids to know that it's a bunch of dads. Anybody can be your dad, but I'm your father, and I'm going to show you really what a father is. So my son say father, and he call me father. It makes me feel good, I mean, that he changed my life like that. And then he's just musically inclined just as well. I caught him the other day on video. He was writing on paper. He only in the first grade, so he doesn't really know what he's writing. But he writing on paper, but then he rapping. So I got him on the thing, and I'm like, ain't nothing on that paper, though. I'm like, it's nothing on that paper. I know it's not nothing on that paper. I walk up to the paper because I seen him flip the paper over and just continue to rap. I know it ain't nothing on that paper. I walked over there. It's a bunch of letters on the paper. They not saying nothing. But maybe to him it says something about it.
Right. It's so adorable.
Yeah, so stuff like that, man. Just like, man, we together, man. This is what it is. I'm trying to build my own Jackson family. Just without
exactly. That is so amazing. And I'm so glad that you shared that with us. And, you know, like I said, we're going to keep the foundation together. Shout out to, you know, Mrs. Hits, I should say, because it is right here is just making me want to break the concrete, okay? Like, don't tell me nothing else, because the one thing, because we know what a jackhammer, like, brrr, you know, because the one thing that I admire the most with, you know, our men out here is when they are in tune with their children, and it excites me to know that, you know, there are men out there that are doing what they have to do with their children, because you meet so many that aren't, that you forget about the awesome guys that's out there that's really literally stand-up guys. So, you know, hats off to you. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. There's definitely guys out there like me. I mean, it's definitely
they're rare. I want you to know that. It's like you can go and catch a cold quicker than you can catch a man that's committed to doing what he has to do for his kids. I'm serious. And I don't know,
you know
if that's
what,
where you...
It's crazy because I don't fully agree with that, but I can say this. I will go as much as to say this.
Okay.
It takes a lot more time for a man to commit versus a female. I mean, and what I'm seeing right now in 2012, that there is no difference between man and female whatsoever. So just as many men out there doing the things that they shouldn't be doing, it's the same amount of women that's doing the same thing. And that's what I'm seeing right now. It might not have been like that back in, you know, the 90s and the 80s and the 70s and the 60s and things like that. But right now, it just seems like the women, they're doing the same thing. The same thing that they don't like the guys to do, they're doing the same thing. Not saying that all of them.
Right. No, I agree. I agree because, you know, people right now, they're broke. They're stressed. They're going through so much. The economy is bringing people down where you're losing your damn mind on a daily basis and you don't know left from right, right?
Right.
And, but what I can really say is that when I made that comment, it was based on commitment to their children. It really wasn't about, you know, commitment to the woman, because I don't really need a person to have commitment to me because I was born alone. So I've learned how to do things on my own. I wasn't a twin. You know, and I'm the only girl, and I'm the first grandchild. So basically, I've been on this earth a long time before I had siblings, which are just boys, you know. But the point that I'm making is that through my experience and what I've noticed, that men, as far as commitment to their children, is very few and far. So when I come across individuals like yourself, individuals like Rolon Smile, which I'm going to put you in tune to him as well, it's conversations with you guys that just make it, like, so awesome to me. And I just feel like I'm a part of something, again, you understand, when it comes down to the male race. Because you lose hope in certain things. It's just like people that grow up without their dad or their mom. They lose faith and hope in that whole idea of a mom and dad because they were neglected from having that. So when you're neglected from certain things in your life, you just kind of, you don't hate them, but you just kind of don't believe it's realistic until you come across somebody that you can literally touch and feel. Like, you're really a person
that's really into
your children. Wow, that's amazing.
Right, and you know what? The crazy thing, you're right. I can't even hold you. Like, you really right, and you see how you see it. It's guys that are committed to their kids, like really, really deeply love their kids, do anything for their kids, that feel it mm-hmm. in the court system, because so many of males have neglected their kids and neglected to take care of them, neglected to acknowledge them, anyone you want to pick to wear that. Whereas that the good guys who are there for their kids get hit with a short stick. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I know a lot of people who mothers, you know, want to be with the guy, but the guy doesn't want to be with them, but they love their kid, they want to take care of their kid.
Mm-hmm.
So the mother take the only way that she feels as though she can get that is, you know, through the court. And you can't see your kids as much as you want to see your kid. And I've noticed that firsthand
mm-hmm.
with my cousin, who totally took care of his daughter. I mean, took care of his daughter, took care of his daughter's mom, because he was the only one working. And then, you know, they ended up not feeling each other. At the end, she really wanted to be with him, but he didn't want to be with her anymore. So he moved on, but he kept his child. Like, his child, he loved her to death. And now he's going through the court. He got to pay child support. She lying, saying he sell drugs. Never sold the drug in his life. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's just crazy. And the court system ate it up. They ate it up. They're like, yeah, okay, you can see your child once a week. Every other week. I mean, how can you tell somebody who love their kid, who used to seeing their kid every day, that they can only see their kid once a week? I know me personally, I'm not having it. It ain't happening. You don't have to lock
mm-hmm.
me up. That's the only way that's going to happen. It's just not going
mm-hmm.
it ain't going to work. So, yeah,
right.
you're right. But, you know, one day, I don't know. All you can do is hope for the best, man.
That's all you can do. And it's not even hope for the best no more because, you know, I just feel like hope is just hope. What does hope really
right.
mean at the end of the day for some people? It means a lot to people that's into religion. And not to say that I don't have a religion, but I just feel like it's not about hope because I could sit around and hope my whole life and nothing will happen to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I have to be able to be proactive in the things and the choices and the people that I allow in my life in order for
correct.
Things to be different for me.
I'm glad
and that just goes for all of us.
It's
true.
I like that you just said that. I like that you just said that because a lot of women don't believe it. I mean, I know we talking about kids, but I'm just saying, like, as far
no,
as
no, no, that's fine. You can jump wherever you want to jump in this conversation. I'm with you.
But a lot of women, people close to me, you know, like my own mom. Like, I love her to death, but, you know, people feel like, you know, I keep getting these raggedy dudes, this and that. Listen, I've seen the same trait in every man that you've been with. I see the same trait the same way from the day that I meet them. There's no
mm-hmm.
way that you can't see the same thing. I'm not even
mm-hmm.
around them as much as you are. So you keep attracting and you keep going to the same person, type of person. Just a different person, but the same type of people. You can't expect to get a different outcome. You just can't.
Mm-mm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people go, you know, who they supposed to be with, they don't want. The person that they don't want, they shouldn't be with, that's who they want. So.
It's always like that. It's the laws of attraction. It's a dumbass law. Excuse my French, but it is. It's always the negative things that we go for, and it's so. I just don't get it sometimes. But sometimes you just have to learn how to be by yourself in order to realize, you know, and slowly implement something back into your life slowly.
Yeah.
You know
and
what I mean?
Hard.
Like
it's hard.
It's hard
because
we all
yourself.
Have desires. We all have
right.
want. We all have things that we need in our life, but we have to learn. Like just like if you're gonna say, "Hey, I'm gonna go work out at the gym because I want this body." If you go one day a week or once a year, you're not gonna have that body. But if you dedicate yourself, change your eating habits, pick up a regimen, do something different, then that's when you'll slowly but surely have that body. So that goes with anything
right.
that we do in life. You have to get a regimen in order for it to work. It takes time. It's a process. But if you program your head to say, "Hey, I'm gonna be a millionaire tomorrow," then you're gonna be a millionaire tomorrow.
Right.
So
I like the way you think. I like the way you think, talk, and everything. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right.
And we will have to follow up with you again on this. But tell everybody, because you know the show is about to end, where they can find you at, so we can stay in tune with you, my love.
Okay, no problem. On Facebook, you know, got my real name. It's Nathaniel, co-captain, Barbary, B-A-R-B-A-R-Y. Again, I'll be dropping Tender Kisses 2012 very soon. It'll be on iTunes. That's where you can find it at. And you can catch me on Twitter, Oh, man, I don't even use Twitter like that, so I don't remember exactly what
it's
my Twitter
okay. Is. I'll get all the information, and then I'll just put it back out there on the next show, which is Thursday night. So you can just send it all to me or have 4Deep send it to me, and I'll, you know, put it out there for the universe so they can know to get in tune with you ASAP. But I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me tonight, Hits, and I look forward to, you know, getting in tune with you later on down the line.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to personally send that song to you. Let me know how you feel about it. You know what I mean?
Yay! I can't wait. You have an awesome evening. And keep me in tune to all the good things you have going on in the future, okay?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a good night.
You too, my love. Have a good night.
All right.
I just want to thank everybody, especially Raylon Smal, for tuning in. And if you're tuning in for the first time, I hope it's not the last time. We will be on this Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern with Dr. Sue. And we're going to be talking about, you know, initiating that flame that some of us lose, you know, and trying to get it back on track. So definitely tune into that. Hits was awesome. Tracy Cruz was awesome. Look for Thursday when I'm going to put out all his information so guys, you guys can get in tune with him, because I definitely want to hear that Tender Kisses song. And you guys have an excellent evening, and I thank you for all your support and all the love. And I look forward to us all growing together as one, because it takes an army and a half to get where you want to go in life. No one can do it alone. Just food for thoughts. Until next time, babies, love like I love, because once you love like I love and you love unconditionally, all doors open for you. Have a good night.
I'm in town, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go. Just tune in, let's count it down from 10, I make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let the show begin, with a pretty light skin, diva name.
Future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.